Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Moving Beyond Anxiety, 12 Practical Strategies to Renew Your Mind by David Chadwick. Narrated by George W. Saris. Part 1. Identifying Anxiety. Chapter 1. The Battle for Your Mind. Anxiety and fear are inextricably linked in life. What is the difference between these two negative emotions? Anxiety is thinking that something bad might happen to you. Fear is the belief that something bad will happen to you. When chronic anxiety persists, it inevitably leads to fear. That is why this book focuses on anxiety instead of fear. It is my belief that if you eliminate anxiety, fear will follow. If you change the root, you'll affect the fruit. If you cut off the head of the snake, it will die. Also, I will use the terms anxiety and worry interchangeably. The Bible seems to do the same. It also throws in the synonym fret as well. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret. Psalm 37, verses 7 and 8, New American Standard Bible. Anxiety, worry, and fretting are all bad for you. But let's be clear from the beginning, anxiety is not a sin. It's an emotion. Yet it is an emotion that, when left unattended, can lead to sin, to terribly destructive behavior. From overeating to overindulging in alcohol, or to regularly lashing out at others, anxiety can hurt your life. But anxiety is not a sin in and of itself. Anxious feelings are real. That feeling of dread can create an iciness of the soul. It's a biting wind within that won't stop screaming. And if a break does come, like the sun bursting forth in your soul after weeks of foreboding clouds, you're soon snapped back into reality. You are convinced your joy is only momentary. Rest becomes impossible. Your energy is drained. Your peace is stolen. Your hope evaporates. You don't have energy to do daily work. Those who attend church are not immune to the pain of anxiety. In a recent survey of 2,400 churchgoers, about 80% expressed that they lived with moderate to significant levels of fear. How does this fact square with the Bible's frequent commands to not succumb to fear, to be anxious for nothing? How can you win the war with worry? Where the battle rages. The battle is in your mind. It begins with how you think. Human behavior begins with thoughts. Thoughts then produce feelings, and feelings cause behavior. To focus on feelings in an attempt to change behavior seldom has long-term success. If you do that, you will not have addressed the real reason for the undesired behavior. It's like cutting off a weed on the surface of the ground, yet leaving the root untouched. The noxious weed will return. First, you think. Then, you feel. Finally, you act on your feelings. Therefore, to change your behavior, you must focus on your thought life, not your feelings. Win the battle for your thought life.